They can receive Love prayer. Radio. They can receive hope today in Christ Jesus. And today we're going to be talking about the blessing of godly priorities. Did that mean Blog Talk Radio is coming on? Is that what that hand signal was? Blog Talk Radio listeners, welcome. Good to have you guys on with us today. Our Blog Talk Radio family, God bless y'all. Y'all be sure to share the program today. It's a beautiful day here in Dallas, Texas, on a Friday. And we've also got some cooler weather coming our way. Praise God. We are tired. We've had enough of the hot summertime. And looking forward to some cool fall temperatures here shortly. And God bless you guys for joining us. By the way, let me give a quick shout out while I'm waiting for folks to jump online and join us today on God Encounters. If you're in the DFW area, I want to encourage you to come visit us. On behalf of Pastor Eric Cresgrove, Pastor Bobby McCanns, and myself, we want to invite you guys out to join us at Crosswalks Church in Haltom City. And that's every Wednesday evening, every Sunday morning. This coming Sunday, we'll be there at 8:30, as always, for prayer. And then we'll be also having a Bible class. We've got some good Bible classes rolling there and sharing the Word of God at 9 a.m. And you can also join us for worship at 10:30 a.m. God is pouring out His Spirit at Crosswalk Church and doing mighty things. We also, matter of fact, tomorrow, trying to think of the calendar, tomorrow on Saturday, and we're there every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for outreach. And so y'all join us for that if you can. We go out into the community sharing the gospel and just loving on people, praying for people, and encouraging folks in the name of the Lord. So y'all join us there Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. if you want to help us reach the community there in Haltom City. Also, I want to give a quick shout out to some really good friends of ours over in Irving, Texas. Most of you know I'm a worship leader, musician, vocalist, and so forth, and been doing music most all my life since I was a young man. And one of the places that I'd love to give my business to when it comes to music is Murphy's Music in Irving, Texas. Mike and Buzz, brothers, they've been in it, the family business there for, man, I don't know, like 40 years thereabouts. And I'm like less than a half a mile from their shop, so I frequent that place pretty often. So I want to encourage you guys there for all your musical needs, whether it be instruments, equipment, lessons, any of that stuff. They got you covered at Murphy's Music in Irving. And in fact, they just, that whole area there just went under construction. So they're finished. The construction is complete. And they got some nice new roads there for you to find them. They're located at 940. West Airport Freeway in Irving, Texas. 940 West Airport Freeway in Irving, Texas. It's just right about, it's on Airport Freeway, but it's between MacArthur and O'Connor Boulevard on the south side of the highway. So give Mike and Buzz a shout, and they can hook you up on all your musical needs there. So, praise God. Today, guys, we're going to just open up with prayer, and then we're going to jump into the Word. I'll introduce Pastor Jonathan here in a moment, and we'll start getting into the Scriptures. We're also going to share some testimonies today and talk about, you know, some of the miracles that we've seen God do in our lives and in other people's lives, and hopefully encourage you today in your walk with the Lord, or perhaps you're not walking with the Lord today, but today is a good day to surrender all to the Lord Jesus Christ. Today we're talking about putting God first, prioritizing God in our life, putting Him first and then everything else falls into place. Let's have a word of prayer. Pastor Jonathan, I'm going to ask you to just open up with a word of prayer, and then we'll jump into the program.
Amen. Thanks, Pastor Rick. Let's pray. Loving Heavenly Father, we are honored for the privilege of sharing your word to the listeners out there. We pray, Holy Spirit, you will bless each and every sharing of your word. Let bless everybody outside there. We pray for your anointing. We pray for miracles take place as we share your word. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you guys. Thanks for tuning in to God Encounters today. We're here every Friday at 2 p.m. Central. I want to encourage you to share the program so that other people can hear the word of God. They can hear the testimonies. They can be encouraged. We're going to pray here toward the end of the program for folks as well, for those who need prayer. We want to welcome our Blog Talk Radio listeners also. Good to have you guys on with us. And today, as our special guest, and he's our good friend on the program today, is Pastor Jonathan
Lubinga.
All the way from Kampala, Uganda.
That's good.
And I know we're going to have some of our friends on today in Uganda that are watching the program. Mm-hmm. Perhaps Pastor Robert Balasay and Pastor Captain and Brother Albright and Sister Emily and Mutesi and some of the others. We just bless you guys in the name of the Lord and thank you for tuning in today and sharing the program. Today we're talking about the blessing of godly priorities, putting God first in our life, getting our priorities in line with starting with God, with His Word, with His plan, and His purposes, mm-hmm. instead of our own.
Amen.
Because, basically we got two choices,
yes.
Pastor Jonathan.
Yeah,
we can either
only two.
We can either follow our plans and put ourselves
right.
first,
right.
our agenda, right. our schedules, mm-hmm. or we can put God first. Amen.
It's either the I syndrome or God syndrome.
That's right.
That's
exactly right. And so we welcome you guys. We're going to be talking about that today, and I hope it blesses you. Let's open up with a scripture reading, and then we're going to kind of shift over and share some stories with you guys about the blessing of God in our lives. But let's open up with, if you got your Bibles, flip over to Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 33rd verse. Matthew 6:33. This is our foundational scripture for today. We're talking about the blessing of godly priorities and putting God first place in our life above everything else. Matthew 6:33. Do you have it there, Pastor?
I do.
Read that for him.
Yeah, Matthew 6:33. It says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you."
Amen.
Amen. This is
the New King James Version. I have the same version, New King James.
Yep.
So it says, but seek first,
mm-hmm.
not second
nope.
or third,
first.
But seek first
the
kingdom of God
and
His
righteousness.
And all these things shall be added to mm-hmm. you. What are all the other things? Hey, Pastor Mark. Good to see you, brother. Pastor Mark from Uganda.
God bless you. God bless you, Pastor Mark.
Yeah, because a few verses before... Mm-hmm. Matthew 6:33, and this is Jesus talking all through this entire chapter.
Yep.
He said earlier, do not worry about your life. Don't worry about your life, mm-hmm. what you're going to wear, what you're going to eat.
On.
Don't worry about those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
Trust in the Lord, because if, and he gives the analogy that, if he can take care of even the... He knows the sparrow before it even hits the ground.
Right.
How much more will He provide these things that we need as we trust in Him, and we put as we put Him first. That's what He was talking about before He got to what we call the 31st verse. When He said all these things will be added to you, that's what He was talking about. Basically, just all the things that we need in life. He'll take care of those things as we put Him first. And you know, Pastor, I know you can give similar testimony, but in my years of serving the Lord, I can say that God has always been faithful to abundantly supply, you know, the needs that we had to accomplish His work and even our own needs along the way as we put Him first. Amen. Can you testify to that?
Oh, I do, and I can. You see, I'm grateful for the Holy Spirit who led you to come up with this scripture. It is the foundational scripture for all ministers and leaders across the world. When I was growing up, this was the scripture that my pastors, my leaders read. They read it almost every day, every day, every day. So I grew up knowing only Matthew 3.
6:33.
That was my favorite scripture. So I'm grateful to God who led you to come with that scripture. It is such a powerful scripture, Pastor Rick. I want to give a testimony.
Okay.
Because of what our theme is. You see, I come from Africa, in Uganda.
Right.
But the way we begin ministry may be quite different from the way you do it here, Pastor Rick.
I'm sure.
Most of what we do, you see, most of how we do ministry, how we begin the church. I began ministry, you can't believe, by just trusting God with no money, nobody to help. Our churches, our ministries are, you know, they are indigenous ministries, indigenous churches.
Right.
These are ministries. Just support yourself.
Yeah.
With the help of trusting God.
Mm-hmm.
No help from, you know, anywhere.
Yeah.
This is what we, how we do ministry. And this is how I've been able to reach out and plant more churches. Pastor Rick.
Right.
But I remember those days, Pastor Rick, when I, way back in '90s, when God called me to the ministry with my wife, Violet. We had no money.
No support.
No support.
No partners.
Nothing.
Yeah.
So we began with God. It was God. I trusted God. I was renting, and that's, I had no personal, no house of my own.
No land, no building.
No support.
Yeah.
Nothing. So we began ministry. And this is how we began. I was renting. We were renting the church premises.
Mm-hmm.
Just to rely and trust and to lean on God.
Yeah. Each step at a time.
So we could just trust God.
Amen.
I began my marriage in a simple garage,
yeah.
A place where we keep cars.
Right, in the garage, yeah.
That's where we began for marriage. Happy with Violet.
Yeah.
So, time came. We had to look for land for the church.
Mm.
Guess what? We had a small piece of land together with my wife. Because we were not able to pay for rent for the church, rent for our personal house.
Yeah.
We decided to sell off our personal land as leaders. And we gave it sacrificially to the Lord to purchase land for the church.
Yeah. Wow.
That's how we began ministry. We sow a seed we went on, you know, trusting God for our personal house.
Yeah.
So time came, as I talk now, right, brother, I mean, Pastor Rich, God is faithful because we were able to trust Him with our own piece of land.
Right, right.
We sacrificially gave it to God.
Mm.
So we knew it was God.
Yes, that's
right. But as I share this testimony with you, listeners outside there and viewers, God has been faithful.
And that was how many years ago?
Oh,
when you first started?
Oh, over 15 years.
Now you have not only one church.
Not only one church.
But
four branch churches.
Four different locations
and
around Uganda.
And more so, God has been able to provide us land of our own.
Yes, praise God.
Amen. The church has land and we have land for our own.
Yes.
Almost an acre. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, miraculous.
So, yeah, coming back to this theme of putting God first, I'm in support of that. It works. I've seen it work.
Yes.
We have seen it
many,
work.
Many times. And, you know, you mentioned, Pastor, about, you know, even in your case of sacrificing your own personal land and so forth, you know, and I don't really want to jump ahead, but I guess I'm going to go ahead and mention this one scripture.
Mm-hmm.
On this subject, Jesus tells us that in more than one place,
mm-hmm.
He said, for instance, I'm looking at Matthew 10:38, and Jesus said, and anyone who does not take up his cross and follow me
mm-hmm.
is not worthy
of me.
And then he also said, for whoever finds his life or wants
we'll
to hold on to his way of living is going to
lose it.
But whoever loses his life or lays down his life for me or for my sake, he said,
will find it.
True life.
Right.
So here, basically, just paraphrasing,
mm-hmm.
he's telling us, as he did in some other scriptures,
mm-hmm.
that you must be willing to forsake all. You must be willing to lay down our way of living,
right.
Our way of thinking, our way of doing,
right.
And allow Him, as we said earlier,
mm-hmm.
we put Him first in every area.
Yep.
And that's what we're talking about today.
Right.
So, and, you know, I know that me and Miss Leslie, we have many testimonies that we could share with you guys as well about, you know, putting God first, even though in the natural that didn't look like it was possible. In fact, we share a very similar testimony in that most people that kind of follow us on Facebook, they know that my wife and I, you know, had our own ministry before we came to Crosswalk,
mm-hmm.
and same way, you know, at one point I had to step out of the, you know, what we call the 9-to-5 job, because, you know, I mean, that's what we rely on,
okay.
You know, here in America, our careers,
mm-hmm.
our job,
oh, yeah.
our vocation, whatever it may be, and going to work
mm-hmm.
each day.
Mm-hmm.
From 9 in the morning till about 5 in the evening.
Right.
And that's how you're paying your bills, you know. And of course, you're giving and you're trusting God too. But primarily, that's your livelihood. But at one point, you know, when I felt like this is the time that God would have us to do
yep.
so, I left all that behind. And much
yep.
like yourself, we didn't have any partners. We didn't have a church supporting us, no real support or partners at that time.
Right.
And, you know, in the natural, I mean, you're just like God, you know, this
it,
has
it,
to.
It doesn't work.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
It doesn't
add up on paper.
It's not there.
But as you said, and we testify the same thing, that as we just stepped out and did you know, each step at a time, literally each day at a time, what we felt like the Lord was telling us to do in different outreaches and different ministries.
We call it risky.
Yeah.
You took a risk.
In the natural, yeah, you would call it a risk. But for us, it was by faith.
Faith, that's it.
And believing
because
God.
Sometimes faith is risky.
Yeah. And so, yeah, we can testify the same thing that God, he supplied all of our needs.
Praise God.
For our household,
praise,
you know, our
God.
Bills.
Praise God.
Groceries and all that type of thing, as we were also, you know, doing ministry. And I mean, we didn't have a church. We weren't pastors at the time. We were just going out on the street and doing outreach and just different things. I don't want to get off into that too much, but
you must be thankful to your wife. She must be a powerful wife.
Absolutely. You know, we talk about this a lot, but it's really the truth that I thank God for my wife because, yeah, we're partners in ministry for the Lord. And we try to even, you know, see our marriage as, you know, putting God first in our marriage. That, you know, we would pray that our marriage is an example.
For how long have you been married, Pastor Ray?
Six years.
6 years?
Yeah.
Wow, that's
and
great.
So, amen. You know, we try to look at our marriage relationship to be as an example to other people of the love of Christ,
amen.
His forgiveness,
right.
His mercy,
right.
His the oneness that we have with Him, our relationship with Him. And, but yeah, back to the ministry. I mean, a lot of times people don't see, you know, my wife, because she's kind of working behind the scenes. She's not necessarily on Facebook or whatnot, but I could not do or have done all of the different
back
things.
Back home, we have a saying, wherever you see a powerful pastor, there must be a powerful wife behind.
Absolutely.
That's it.
And so, yes, I thank God for my wife and all the things that she does to help me and our different teams and stuff be able to do what we've done over the last few years. Mm-hmm. And even now that, you know, we're at Crosswalk, she's a big help. A lot of people don't see it because they see, you know, they see Pastor Rick, but they don't necessarily see her working behind the scenes.
Thank you, Mrs. Pastor Rick.
At home.
Bless you. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Well, let's get back into the Word. I want to thank you guys for joining us today on God Encounters. We're sharing testimonies, and I just, you know, I don't always do this each program, but hey, Joy Jacobs, God bless you, sister. I feel like the Lord wants me to share a little bit of my testimony for those who might be watching and you don't know that, you know, many, many years ago when I was not serving the Lord, I was, you know, basically living the what we call the party lifestyle, you know, a drug addiction, alcohol addiction, working in a nightclub. All the buying and selling drugs and all that whole lifestyle for 10 years of my life that I was not serving the Lord.
You were sold to the devil.
Yeah, and like we're talking about today, we're talking about putting God first. Back in those days, I mean, I was just living for myself.
Because God was not fast.
No, absolutely. And so, praise God, though, that one day I heard a man on the radio sharing the gospel of Jesus, and I, you know, chose that day, I made the decision to surrender my life to Christ.
Praise the Lord.
And I mean in a very genuine way, not just like, oh, you know, I'm going to pray a prayer and hopefully I get to go to heaven, but I really surrendered my life to Christ that day.
Starting point of view.
Absolutely. And the Lord set me free. From
praise the Lord.
That whole lifestyle.
Praise the Lord.
The drugs, the alcohol, the partying,
amen.
All that stuff. All my priorities just shifted supernaturally. My desires shifted. The things that I was going after.
The priorities.
Everything. Priorities. My priorities shifted big time.
Yep.
To the things of God. I mean, I never went back to the same places that I used to hang out.
Praise
I
Lord.
Never went back around the same people that I used to hang out with. Everything changed. Everything shifted. My priorities shifted. And as I began to put Jesus first place in my life,
amen.
And I'm talking about every day, when I woke up in my prayer life, mm-hmm. spending time in the Word. I mean, I was a baby Christian. I didn't really know what I was doing. But I had a very wise man of God. Thank the Lord that he put a very wise man of God in my life. Mm-hmm. He was a pastor. And he was already up in age, you know, at the time. But he was had a lot of wisdom. And I said, Pastor, I just gave my life to the Lord. And, you know, there's a lot of things you can read in the Bible. But I said, where would you suggest that I start? And he said, well, there's a couple suggestions I would make. He said, one, he said, in the morning, he said, read the Psalms. You know, read a chapter.
Book of Psalms.
Read a chapter in the Book of Psalms, yeah. in the Bible, and just meditate on that. Pray as you're reading it. You pray over it. Don't just read it and then out the door. But he said, as you read it, you pray into it. You ask the Lord to the Holy Spirit to reveal the Word to you.
Amen.
And so I started doing that, and then he said, in the evening, when you getting ready to go to bed, he said, read a chapter in Proverbs. And so I began to do that, and the Lord began to reveal his Word to me as the more I put that as a priority in my life. Mm-hmm. As I used to put other things as a priority, you know, all the rock and roll, playing in the bands, mm-hmm. and out partying and going to the clubs and all that kind of stuff. Instead of prioritizing those things, mm-hmm. now I was prioritizing the Word of God and the presence of God.
Amen.
Practicing the presence of God every day as a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And it really began to make a big difference in my life. And I began to see my life change in all the different areas.
Amen.
Not just spiritually.
Amen.
But in my workplace, mm-hmm. in my family, mm-hmm. in my relationships, even in my finances. You know, praise God, because
praise the Lord.
When you begin to put God first in all those different areas,
mm-hmm.
then his blessings
Amen.
Come. And we're going to talk about that real quick. Let's, if you got your Bibles handy, we're going to jump in the Word here. We're going to look at, I just made a few notes here on some different topics that mm-hmm. we're going to talk about. Number one, if you're taking notes, write this down. It says, what we prioritize determines our destiny. And that's a powerful statement. I want y'all to get a hold of that and hear it again. It says, what we prioritize determines our destiny. And just like I was saying, how I used to live, if that's what you spend your time doing, and that's where you spend your time hanging out,
that will determine
where you end up in life. And even, you know, maybe some of you are listening and you say, well, I never really did drugs, and I didn't, you know, become an alcoholic, and I didn't really live the party lifestyle. But especially in America, a lot of people may not be living that lifestyle, but they're chasing the American dream, you know. Pastor Jonathan, what we mean by that is you're chasing the money,
okay.
and the possessions and the big house and the big bank account, mm-hmm. and, oh, I'm a successful this or that, you know, in my career. And there's nothing wrong with those things. Don't hear what I'm not saying. Praise God, we should be a success in whatever we're doing for the Lord and in our business, in our vocations and so forth. But what we can't allow to happen there is those things become more of a priority Amen. Than God does.
Taking the place of God.
Yes, taking the place.
God.
We're putting those things first place. We're putting more time and energy and our money and so forth into trying to be successful and reach a certain status in life than we are pursuing God. And that's where we get into trouble.
We
get out of balance.
Pastor Rick, I think that is what our Lord Jesus Christ meant when he was sharing the disciples in Matthew chapter 6, verse 3. Because you see the least, and chapter 3 begins with but. But is a contradicting, but seek ye the kingdom.
Yes.
Seek the kingdom.
The kingdom first.
Yes.
When you emphasize that, he was turning, you know, he's now bringing another, the kingdom as priority.
Yes.
Priority. Way of living, the way you behave.
That's right.
Right. God. That's it.
That's right. And then he said also, I mean, we know that from the very beginning, the one thing that God has always required, always, is that we put him first. We don't have to be perfect. We don't have to, you know, get our life right before we come to Christ or any of those things. He doesn't require that. But what he does require is that we put him first place in our life. All the way back in the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter, for instance, it says, "You shall have no other gods before me." And we know, again, especially in America, we tend to have a lot of other gods before the Lord, whether it be, again, our career, our status, our bank account, whatever the case may be. Yeah. And even with our time, you know, we live in a society today that we are so distracted by technology, whether it be computer, our phone, TV,
cars,
all these things, yeah, that distract us from spending quality time with the Lord.
You see, Pastor Rich, when you talk of that, I think whatever takes much of your time, that is God, one way. That's God.
Yes, the idol.
So you're an idol. Idol. Yep.
Absolutely.
That's in the place of God. More time. More. I see.
Yes. And that's what he told us. He said, don't have any other gods before me. Jesus said this way. He said, love the Lord your God. When he was talking about the greatest commandment, they asked him, what's the greatest commandment? Jesus said, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength, with everything that you have. And basically what he was saying there is put God first. And also, if you're taking notes, you want to write this one down. God rewards those who prioritize and honor him first.
Right.
Now, his love, I said this last week, but I'm going to say it again. God's love is unconditional. You know, he's going to love us no matter what. But his blessings and his favor are conditional.
Oh, that's powerful.
All through the Bible.
That's powerful. Sure.
Salvation is free. You know, we can't do anything to earn our salvation. That's all. That's based on what Christ already did on the cross. We simply put our faith in that. We can begin a relationship with Christ.
Right.
We can't do anything to earn that, to save ourselves. But when it comes to the blessings of God and the favor of God, they are conditional on our obedience, our faithfulness, and also we could say in putting God first place in our lives. So let's look at some of those scriptures. Hebrews 11:6. I'm going to let you turn there.
Hebrews 11.
I'll come back to you. Go ahead and find that one. I'm going to jump over to 2 Chronicles 16:9, and it says, for the eyes of the Lord roam throughout the whole earth. What's he looking for? It says here, he's looking to show himself strong on behalf of those who are wholeheartedly devoted to him.
Amen.
That's a powerful statement. The Lord
is
looking all over the earth. He's looking everywhere.
Yeah.
And who is he trying to find? It says he's trying to find those who are totally and completely sold out to him and willing to put him first place in their life. That's the ones that he's looking for. Not that he doesn't love all people, but the ones that he's looking to show himself strong on behalf of are those who are willing to be faithful and put him first place in their life. That's what he said right here in 2 Chronicles 16:9. And then in Hebrews 11:6, it tells us
Hebrews 11:6.
There's a particular group of people that God is looking to bless.
Okay.
What does it say?
Hebrews 11:6. It goes like, and without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he exists and that he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek
him. Amen. And I've got it here too, but it says, for without faith, it's impossible to please God. And it says, we must believe that he is a rewarder of who? Those who diligently seek him. In other words, those who put God first place in our lives. That's who he's looking to pour out his blessings. He's looking to reward them. It is a powerful scripture.
It is.
And I'm sharing this with you because I think, you know, there's a lot of believers that think, and maybe even some unbelievers, that, oh, you know, God just loves everybody and he just, you know, he's just going to bless us. And while he is, again, very merciful, very gracious when it comes to offering his love and his salvation, we can't earn those things.
We don't deserve it.
But when it comes to his blessings and rewarding us and his favor, it's always conditional.
There are conditions
based on, are we truly surrendered to the Lord?
Amen.
As he said here,
amen.
Are we being faithful?
Mm-hmm.
Are we diligently seeking him?
Sure.
That's the ones that he's looking for.
Praise God.
All right. Now, next, we're talking about how do we have divine direction in our life? I know you as a pastor to Pastor Jonathan, one of the big things that people maybe ask you, could you pray for that God will show me his direction for my life?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that right?
People
ask you that all the time. Pastor, I need direction. I need the Lord to show me his plan. I need him to show me what he wants me to do. All right, so let's look at how do we have divine direction in our life? We're looking at Proverbs 3, 5, and 6.
Right.
So we're going to take a second to turn over there. I'm going to read a couple of scriptures right in that same area. Proverbs chapter 3. And then we're going to start looking at verses 5 and 6. And we're talking about here, we're answering the question, how do we have divine direction for our life? You need divine direction today. You need to know what's he calling me to do? What's his plan for my life? Here's the answer. How do we know that? It's Proverbs 3, verse 5.
Here it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart.
And lean not on your own understanding.
And lean not on your own understanding.
All your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path.
In all of our ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. I'm interpreting a little bit because some of you may not quite be able to understand Pastor Jonathan's accent. So, yeah, Proverbs 3 and 5, two or three things we want to point out. Hey, Brother Eric, bless you, man. Good to see you.
Bless you.
What was that last one? Do you have a note for me? Okay. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but not in some of our ways, but in all of our ways, acknowledge him. And that's another way of saying put God first.
What?
Acknowledge him. Put him first.
Recognize.
Yes. And when we do that, here's the condition. That was the condition.
Oh.
We trust in the Lord with all our heart. Lean not to our own understanding, and in all of our ways we acknowledge him. When we do those things,
that is when.
Yes, then he will direct our paths.
Then That is time.
Yes.
Until you do that,
right,
you may not be able to see the other side of the blessing.
Right.
You are right.
And the direction, that we need. Amen. Now, let's look a little bit further, and I want to point out something. That's how we have God's direction in our life, when we're putting Him first. But now let's look at how do we walk in God's abundance and His supernatural provision. This is another benefit of putting God first in our life. Mm-hmm. Just a few verses down from what we just read. Mm-hmm. In Proverbs chapter 3, I'm going to read starting in verse 9. It says, honor the Lord. That means put Him first. Honor the Lord with your possessions, mm-hmm, and with the first, not the second, not the leftovers, but the first of all your increase. And when you do that, He said you're going to have plenty. Mm-hmm. And He's using some old language here because they were farmers and working in the vineyards, mm-hmm, and so forth. But He said your barns will be filled with plenty.
Plenty.
Today we could say our bank account would be filled with plenty. And your vats will overflow with new wine.
Amen.
Which
Amen.
Was a representation of their business.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And, you know, I say this often, you know, we're to put God first, and you know, we don't get out, we don't get out of balance,
mm-hmm,
in chasing, you know, the blessings of God.
Yep.
We just be His children,
mm-hmm,
and put Him first. And these things are, He's automatically going to take care of His children. And I have done it in the past, you know, years gone by. But nowadays, you know, I don't really spend time much praying and seeking the blessings and the provisions and so forth. I just trust the Lord. I said, Lord, I'm doing this right here.
You do the best.
Yeah.
What the Lord wants.
I'm putting Him first.
And then He does the rest.
Right.
Oh, what a principle.
Yeah.
Amen.
So, I just want to encourage you in that today. While we're sharing that, is if you'll just put God first, trust in Him, don't lean on your own understanding, and follow His plans and His purposes, mm-hmm, He's going to abundantly supply. That's His promise to us. Now, also, did you have another story you wanted to share with us?
Oh, yes.
Let's do that real quick, please. And then we're going to start wrapping up.
Amen.
After that.
Thank you, Pastor. You have, your testimony has meant that to me. I was also thinking of the book of Haggai. When I was reading this book, God rebuked those people that they, for not knowing what was required of them, what they were supposed to do at that time. And when you read chapter 1 of that book, He tells them, please, consider your ways.
Consider your ways.
Consider your ways.
Yes.
Because they were supposed to know the times and what they were supposed to do with the times. You remember? They were supposed to go back and build the temple. But when they went back, this was different. They went back, they spent most of their time on their own houses. So here the temple was the temple of God, just left there. So He was rebuking. He said, please consider your ways. Put things right.
Get your priorities right.
Put your priorities right. In other words, Pastor Rick, what we are saying is, when God is not central, when God is not in the center of whatever we do,
amen,
that is a catastrophe.
Yes.
Yep, that's a mess.
Yeah.
Yep. Because everything of God must find its proper place. Amen.
Yeah,
that's what the Bible says.
I was reading. He can't bless that.
He
wants to, but he can't bless.
Yeah.
If we're doing it our way,
yep,
and we're not trusting him, we're not putting him first, kind of giving him the leftovers of our time, the leftovers of our finances, and that type of thing.
Such a principle.
He can't bless it.
Right from the beginning, the genesis of the world, God, in the beginning, God.
Yes.
So whenever we tend to
get that out of balance,
then everything will be in a mess. So he rebuked our brothers for not knowing the time and what they were supposed to do, what was required of them in that particular moment. So God must be number one so that others can have their rightful place.
Amen.
In life.
And we know the Lord said it this way too. He said, you know, there's a way that seems
right
before to a man, but
the
end of that is death and
destruction.
And that's what happens when we try to go our own way without the Lord, without seeking him first, without putting him first. You know, I know plenty of believers that they love the Lord, you know, deep down. I mean, they say, you know, I love the Lord, and maybe they even go to church, but they got things out of balance in the way, you know, the priorities of life, and they're not putting the Lord first. They're not putting the Lord in first in their finances or their time or in their household. And so forth, and then, you know, we see the results of that, that things can get pretty messed up, and then they come, and they say, oh, Pastor, you know, I need prayer because my marriage is falling apart, my finances are in a mess, you know, my children are sick all the time, all these different things, and when we really start looking at, you know, I mean, I can pray for them, but that's not really going to necessarily change their circumstances if they're not willing to totally surrender to the Lord, because a lot of times there's some areas, you know, in our life that we haven't surrendered.
I think, Pastor Will, let's also talk this in terms of the marriages back home.
Yes.
Yeah. What where is the position of God in our families today? The father, you know, the children, and the whatever the Lord has given us. Sometimes, so many times we tend to put things the other way.
Right.
Yeah, can we say something about the family's back?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
because I think that also applies to our families.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We must, you know, in our marriage as well, obviously put the Lord first. And I'll say it again because I know it applies a lot to American culture. I don't know about in Uganda.
The same.
We tend to put, you know, our careers, too much time and effort. And, I mean, sometimes, you know, you have husbands. Let me just tell this story. This will cover everything I think we're wanting to say here in a nutshell. And this is not someone that I knew personally. So this is not anybody from our church or not even any of our friends. This is a story that another evangelist had shared one time, and I don't remember all the specifics, but I remember the main part of the story was that this husband and wife, you know, they're serving the Lord, they're going to church faithfully, they're tithing faithfully, they're pretty much, you know, doing the word, you know, and they're working for the Lord and so forth, and putting God first in their marriage, etc. But you know, they were believing for a better job. Because they, you know, they were doing okay, but not really prospering like they wanted to.
Right.
And so the husband was really believing for, you know, a better job, more money, which he was qualified, you know, he was qualified for. So they had been praying about that, he got an opportunity for a much better job. But they when this opportunity came, he, and this was in hindsight, he told the story, that when that opportunity came, they didn't really seek the Lord on it. They just said, oh, this is it. You know, we got this opportunity. It's going to be a lot more money. The only thing, though, is he's going to, you know, the job is going to require him to travel, and he's going to have to be, you know, in other states away from his family for a week or two at a time, and maybe sometimes longer before, you know, he came back home.
Right.
So a lot of traveling, and, of course, when you travel, you're in airports a lot, you're in hotels a lot, and just that whole, you know, there's a whole kind of lifestyle that you can fall into when you're traveling. You know, he was a fairly successful businessman now, making some pretty good money, and away from the wife, hanging out with
family,
some other business partners that weren't so ethical and weren't necessarily, you know, men of God. These were just business people that he had to deal with. So, long story short, over a little period of time there, over the next few months, they stopped going to church regularly because he was not home every Sunday. Of course, they weren't being able to spend quality time together anymore, just a little bit on the phone in the evenings. He was having to be around new business partners and colleagues, a lot of which were female.
Away from the from his wife.
Yeah, away from his wife. And a lot of, you know, like I said, new female business partners and things of like that he had to spend a lot of time with. And like I say, he's in the hotels, in the restaurants, the bars of the hotels and stuff. And of course, most of his business partners drinking. Hey, let's drink to this, let's drink to that. And, you know, other women, you know, coming on to him. All that kind of stuff was happening now. And he's away from his wife. They're not going to church, not tithing properly and so forth. And just got busy, you know, got too busy chasing the American dream. And before you know it, you know, their marriage is having problems. And just, you know, he started doing some inappropriate things with other ladies and so forth, and communicating, you know, online and stuff. Before you know it, their marriage is falling apart. And he ended up losing his marriage, his business, his house, his children, everything.
Because by that time, I think he never prioritized.
Yeah. He got things out of
whack not
with his priorities.
In his rightful position. Brother, when God is not in the center whatever we do, everything will run in a maze.
Yeah, and in doing so, we open up the door for the enemy.
Oh, yes.
The devil to bring all kinds of temptations and distractions and so forth and get us off track. Well, we've only got a few minutes, Pastor, so we're going to kind of shift gears and wrap this up, and we're going to talk to people today that may not know the Lord. Okay, or maybe they're backslidden. Kind of, maybe you're away from the Lord right now. So we just want to share a few things with you, and then we're going to pray for everybody, regardless of whether you know the Lord or not. And I want to share this in closing. It said, now this is Jesus, and just a couple of statements about if we desire a relationship with Jesus. And again, I'm going to back up and say, he loves all of us. And we can't do anything to earn our way into heaven.
Nothing.
However, we must come to a point in our life that we're willing to surrender all to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm gonna tell you some things that Jesus said, and these are pretty tough. But this is how important it is to the Lord that we absolutely put him first place in our life. It says here, if we desire a relationship with Jesus, we must put him first. We have made it to be like, you know, Jesus Incorporated, which means like, well, we just kind of incorporate Jesus a little bit here and a little bit there as we want to in our life. We just kind of bring him in when it's convenient.
Whenever we feel
whenever we feel like it. We just fit him into our lives. Mm-hmm. That's what we've turned it into, especially in America. We've turned it into a sinner's prayer to go to heaven. But that never was what Jesus said. He said, he never told us to go and make confessing Christians.
Never.
He didn't say go make confessing Christians. He said go make disciples.
Disciples.
And when we look at what is a disciple, according to Jesus, here's what he said. In the same way, those of you who do not give up everything you have cannot be my disciples. So, what he's saying there, and he said it in many other places, so I'm going to paraphrase in the different things that he said throughout the gospel. Jesus said over and over that if anybody that wants to come after me must forsake all that he has. He must lay down his life for me in order to be my disciple or my follower or to have a relationship.
In other words, he must think less of the things.
Everything else is put him first.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
And so that's what we're talking about today. If you have never done that, I just want to encourage you today that to make today the day that you say, Lord, I don't want to play church. I don't want to just belong to some religious organization or some particular denomination that maybe I grew up in and I call myself a Christian. But Lord, today I want to fully surrender my life to the Lord Jesus Christ, put my faith not in my own works, not because I'm a good person and I go to church and I help the poor. That's not what brings us salvation. But I'm putting my faith and my trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, in what you, Jesus, accomplished on the cross when you died for my sins.
Amen.
That's what I'm putting my faith in, and I'm willing to totally sell out to Jesus and put you, Lord, first place in my life. If you're willing to say that today, the Lord said it very plainly. He said, anybody that calls on the name of the Lord
shall be saved.
And in other places, if we're willing to confess Jesus with our mouth, believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. We see the disciples when Jesus first came to them and he was calling them and saying, come follow me. It says they left their nets.
Oh.
Now they were fishermen, so that was their livelihood. They were willing to
lay
that down. That was their security.
Right.
That's what they trusted in for their livelihood. But it said they laid down their nets and they followed Jesus. At one point in my life, I laid down my lifestyle. I gave up everything for Jesus. And I said, Lord, I'm all in 110%.
Amen. Amen.
I give you my life today. And I'm asking you to come into my heart. Holy Spirit, live in me.
Amen.
Cleanse me.
Amen.
Fill me.
Right.
And show me your plan and your purpose for my life. So I want to encourage you to do that today. We're going to pray right now. We're going to pray that prayer. And we're getting ready to sign off here. Our blog talk radio listeners, but for our Facebook friends, hang with us for another minute or two, and we're going to pray for you as well. Father God, we surrender all, everything to you, Jesus. We know that we're sinners, and we're only saved by your grace. We put our faith in you today, Lord Jesus. And we're asking you to come into our heart. We're asking you to cleanse us from all sin. We're crying out to you today, Lord, and we just surrender our life to you. And we're asking you, Lord, for your mercy, for your grace to fill us up. We're asking you, Holy Spirit, to come and live in us, just like you said you would in your word. And we're asking you, Lord, to show us your plan and your purposes. Show us our true identity in Christ. Show us our true value in Christ. Show us our true destiny in Christ. And Lord, we just thank you for that today, that you would come and make your home in us, that we can have a relationship with you, not a religion, not a denomination, but a relationship with you today, Jesus. And we thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. We say goodbye to our Blog Talk Radio listeners, but not our Facebook family. We're going to be with you for just another couple of moments. Blog Talk Radio, God bless y'all. Have a blessed weekend. We'll see you next Friday, God willing, here on the program for God Encounters. But for you, Facebook family, hang with us for a minute or two, and especially if you're in the, and we're going to pray with y'all, so don't go off yet. We're going to pray a special prayer for those who need maybe healing in their body. You need a miracle of whatever sort, whether it be in your marriage, whether it be a deliverance from addiction, or whatever the case may be. Hang with us. We're going to pray with you. But for those who are in the DFW area, and you do not have a home church, or maybe you're just, you know, you're kind of in between, whatever, come visit us at Crosswalk Church in Halton City, Texas. Sunday morning, we'll be there at 10:30 a.m. We're located at 2601 Thomas Road in Halton City. And we're there on Wednesday nights. We have a fellowship meal where you can just come and have dinner with us, hang out, get to know each other a little bit. That starts at 6 p.m. and the worship starts at 7 p.m. on Wednesday nights. And then Saturday mornings we have outreach in the community at 10 a.m. We also have a nursing home ministry on Friday mornings at 10 a.m. in Keller, Texas. We have lots of opportunities with Pastor Bobby and Pure and Undefiled Prison Ministry. They go into the prisons several times a month, and so there's a lot of opportunities for you guys to plug into that if you want to go into the prisons with Pastor Bobby. And sometimes I'm able to go with them as well. And also mark this on your calendar. Thursday, October the 31st, of course, the world will be celebrating Halloween, but we will be having a night of worship and intercession at Crosswalk Church. Everybody's invited. We'll kick that off at 7 p.m. Hey, Betty Jo, I hope maybe you're available on October the 31st to come join us in worship at Crosswalk. We would love to have you join our team for that evening and help us just lift up worship and praise to the Lord. And, but yeah, we just want to invite you guys to that. Also, we're going to pray for you guys right now. So for anybody that's watching, if you're having maybe sickness or pain in your physical body, maybe you've been struggling with addictions of different sorts, fear, anxiety, not being able to sleep, depression, any of that junk, pornography, whatever the case may be, we're going to believe God with you right now. We're going to come into agreement with you